This is WFYI News Now. The Spirit in Place Festival kicks off Thursday, November 2nd. The 10-day event will bring together more than 100 cultural organizations to present a wide variety of performances, discussions, and displays centered around the theme Nourish. WFYI's Jill Sheridan talked to Spirit in Place Program Director Aaron Kelly about what to expect at the 28th annual event.
So for someone that's never been to Spirit in Place, can you please give us an overview? You know, what is the festival all about?
So the festival is unlike anything in the nation. We are really that unique. First off, we're a multi-day festival of events, which means there's no single location. So events happen all over the city, different times of the week, different times of the day, different venues. This year's festival is November 2 through 12, 25 events. And all of the events will explore the theme of Nourish. But here's what really makes us unique. The events are independently created by the community. So it's a really, Spirit in Place is a radical experiment in community trust, where we trust artists and museums and libraries and houses of worship and just folks out in the community to create really dynamic and amazing events around our theme. And all of the events will be rooted in either the arts, humanities, or religion.
So talk a little bit about the theme, Nourish. That's interesting. You know, what are people going to be able to experience out of a theme like that? What can we expect?
Well, every year the Spirit in Place Festival is different because we try to pick themes that will resonate widely with the community and that allow for multiple forms of interpretation. So this year's festival, for example, 25 events, you can attend a theater performance hosted by Sapphire Theater Company that deals with how to find nourishing words for those suffering through loss and grief. On the other side of that, there's a family-friendly event that's being organized by Ivy Tech and the Garfield Park Arts Center called Buzz and Flutter, which is all about celebrating our pollinators in the world and the role they play in nourishing our food supply. And that's an art-making, hands-on event for families. There's film in the event. There are lectures in the event. There are meditative events that are rooted in silence and the nourishing effects of silence. So there's all kinds of wonderful stuff going on.
I know that the, you know, festival as well really helps people understand how we're shaped by, you know, the place that we're at, Central Indiana, and how, you know, those places and those stories can become a part of us. Is that kind of the point?
It is. It is definitely. I mean, we're spirit and place, right? Place is very important to us. And there are festival partners that are exploring that. IUPUI's Museum Studies Program has a workshop that they're doing called Cultural Compost. And that's all about places here locally in the city that suffer from environmental damage and toxic harm. And it's about collecting stories of people that are impacted by that so that communities are better equipped to fight for the justice that they need in their local neighborhoods.
Can you talk about anything that's exciting you and that you're looking forward to this year?
So there are a couple of events in the festival this year that are rooted in silence. Every spring, I recruit people in the community, try to get them to apply to be a part of the festival. And I have in my head where I think people are going to take this Nourish theme. I anticipated a lot of food events. I did not anticipate two separate groups really wanting to explore the idea of quiet and silence and how that is something that is important in terms of nourishing our sense of self and our overall well-being. So that's one of the things I love about Spirit in Place is that even I, as the program director, am surprised every year by how our community event partners interpret the theme. And sometimes they just come up with some really crazy, wacky stuff too, which is always great. There's an event in the festival called How to Eat with Tuning Forks, where it's going to be bring your lunch. There are going to be microphones set up. There's going to be some live music, but it's all about creating a avant-garde soundscape with the sounds of people eating and talking and using kitchen utensils and appliances to make music together.
Thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to WFYI News Now to make sure you never miss a feature or daily news update.